This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the sponsor of this segment of the show is the wonderful U.S. Gold Bureau. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got the naming rights because they signed the front of the checks. You don't. They signed those checks. They're big checks for both my radio show and my TV show. These guys are just patriots, man. I love them. That's why the state of Texas chose them to run the Texas Bullion Depository in Fort Knox, Texas. If Texas can trust them, you can trust them. And they teamed up with me, with yours truly, to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You know me, it's all excitement all the time. Although my energy was low compared to Robinhood 702. That guy is like through the roof with intensity. Oh my God. The two of us in one room together, the windows were shattering. The doors were shaking. My dog was barking in the background. The vibrations were causing the road to buckle outside my home. This Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. Every coin is investment quality, and you get the coins at dealer cost, meaning wholesale. And then you get free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And, of course, the call's free, too, and you get an official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. That's a free bonus. Holds 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD. Thank you for sponsoring the show, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call it anytime, anywhere at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, we've got our guest on the line a little early. Usually we do it at about half past the hour, but today's been a day of guests early. Robinhood 702 showed up early and grabbed our first hour, and now we've got Kayleigh McEnany. She is the national spokeswoman for the RNC, the Republican National Committee, meaning she is the most public face in America. She's like the CEO of the Republican Party, and we welcome her to the show. Hey, Kayleigh, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. War, how are you?
Hey, that was quite an intro. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I didn't even know that you were the new national spokesperson for the RNC. You know, I knew that Steve Wynn had that problem that he had, and then the next guy in line had a problem. And I guess they got smart, and they finally said, let's hire a beautiful woman who doesn't have any problems with any media and isn't going to get in trouble. And they chose someone like you, who I think is a wonderful spokesman and a beautiful gal and a very smart person. And all that combination is good for the Republican Party. I think we should be hiring more and more women as public faces because they don't tend to get in the trouble that men do. So I say good move by the Republican Party.
Yes, well, we have Todd Ricketts as our finance chair, who's fantastic. I'm a spokesperson, so separate from him. However, I think it's important, and I know it was important to our chairwoman. She wanted to make sure that she empowered women, and she's certainly done so in hiring me. And I moved over about a year and 3 months ago. I got to leave CNN thanks to Rana and the Republican Party giving me this opportunity.
Fantastic. And good to get you out of CNN, too, because I can't stand them. You, I liked CNN. I didn't, so. Kayleigh McEnany. I'm pronouncing it right, I hope. Yes?
That's right. Yes, you're pronouncing
it right. Kayleigh McEnany, a national spokeswoman for the RNC. And I want to talk about how you think things are going heading into the midterms. I am the ultimate optimist who predicted Donald Trump would win the election when Nate Silver of the New York Times had Hillary at 92% chance of winning. I went on Fox News and I did thousands of interviews all over the country where I said that Trump was going to win the election. And people thought I was insane. And I've been saying for months now that the Republican Party is going to hold the House, albeit by just a seat or two. I don't know. I think it's going to be very close. But I say we keep the House, and I believe we're going to win 3 to 5 Senate seats, maybe as many as 6 or 7. I see a bit of a red wave developing. I think we're going to do just fine. But I want to hear what your take on all this is.
I think you're right. Look, in the Senate, yes, 100% we are going to gain seats. So it would be quite striking if we didn't. And I think, you know, you as I did myself, saw the Trump election on the horizon, because we listened to voters, we saw the passion for Trump, and the polls didn't tell the whole story, and that's why President Trump won Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and the polling was wrong in those states. And I think we might have a similar scenario going forward where, for instance, John James might win in Michigan or Bob Hugin in New Jersey, because I don't think polling tells the whole story in the Senate. But for the House, you're right. That's where the battle is. We might hold it. If we do, it'll be by a narrower majority, but a majority nevertheless. And, you know, when I dug into the polling this week, I saw that in a lot of these toss-ups, there are about 28 toss-ups. We have to win two-thirds of them. But in a lot of them, it's neck and neck. In a lot of them, in 18 of the 28, President Trump won, and in many of them by double digits or more. And in several, the polling that I was looking at that all the so-called experts are referring to only polled about 500 people, and the margin of error was about 5%, which is pretty high. So I think you're right. I think polling doesn't tell the whole story. I think we're an enthusiastic party, and I think that, you know, it certainly could be a red wave, but that all comes down to votes and turning out.
Yeah, I think it comes down to Kavanaugh. I think a lot of people are very angry at the way he was treated. I think it comes down to the caravan. I love the fact that illegal immigration and the wide open border because of Democrats and George Soros has become a huge issue. I think birthright citizenship was a brilliant move by President Trump with days to go before the election. It just solidified all the real American-born patriots who love Trump, love that he wants to end birthright citizenship. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to ever allow it, but I think it was a great move to get the base, you know, and also independents who are upset over illegal immigration, you know, jacked up and motivated to go to the polls. And I think it's going to work. And I think it just plays into the general theme that we are for Americans. It's not our job to take care of the rest of the world or to let everybody in who has a problem or let everybody in who needs welfare for the rest of their lives and free health care and et cetera, et cetera. And so I think it was a brilliant move. End birthright citizenship. I give an A-plus to President Trump.
No doubt. And, you know, when we talk about issues that motivate Republican voters, immigration is high on that list. I was looking at a Pew poll that showed nearly 80% of Republican voters said that immigration was very important to their vote in 2016. That was about 10 points higher than Democrats who said it was important. So I think moving the conversation to this key issue really was important for our party. And I think that it emphasizes as we move toward the polls, you know, President Trump has accomplished so much of his agenda, and I would include in that part of the wall. But in terms of building the entirety of the wall on our southern border, we need allies in Congress. We have to have Congress appropriate funding. So moving the conversation back to immigration as that this caravan approaches, you know, gang members are among them. We know that there are criminals among them. Those who want asylum, they can go to a port of entry. But we know there are nefarious actors in this caravan. Moving the conversation back to immigration, back to emphasizing that we need Republican allies to appropriate funding, was a very smart move on the part of the president.
And, you know, being that you are a big shot at the RNC, I think you ought to hear this. You know, I write columns that are now nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And the one I wrote Sunday for the Las Vegas Review-Journal that was syndicated around the country is about the fact that Democrats are trying to steal this election. I don't understand why we're not doing something to counter it. I hope you're going to tell me we are. Because somehow my name, my text phone number, they didn't know it was me, obviously, but my phone number, my cell phone, got on the list of the Nevada Democratic Party and multiple liberal organizations that are trying to get out the vote. And I got to tell you, Kaylee, that the things that were sent on my text, and I wrote this in print, and I've got all of them saved. I took screenshots. I've got every one of the texts here. And just to show you how bad they are, when I announced it on my national TV show last night on Newsmax TV, or 2 nights ago, I announced and I read this column and I read the things they said. F Trump. F. Dean Heller, they didn't say F, they spelled it out in the text. This is coming from the Nevada Democratic Party. This is coming from well-known liberal groups. Stupid Republican retard, it says. Trump is the Antichrist. Trump hates Mexicans. Trump wants Mexicans to die. Trump wants to murder Mexicans. Kaylee, this is what's going out to Spanish-speaking illegal aliens. How do I know? Because they actually said in all these texts, every one of them said the same thing. If you don't get out and vote, Donald Trump is going to arrest and deport you and your family. And so you know it was aimed at illegals. If I'm legal, he'll never deport me. I'm an American. I can't be deported. And it was in Spanish, and I had it all translated. So this is what's being sent out. And when I announced it on TV last night, do you know within seconds of my announcing, you idiots are using my are sending this to Wayne Root's text, they must have been watching my show. Within seconds, I'd say within like 3 minutes, I got a text saying, this is the Nevada Democratic Party. We are so sorry. Someone got a hold of our text, and we're going to press criminal charges. They've been fired. Would you like to press criminal charges, Mr. Root? How did they know that I was saying that on national TV at that moment? How did they suddenly decide that criminal charges should be pressed when the texts have been coming to me for 2 weeks now, and no one knew anything until I announced that they're coming to me, and they must have figured out which one was mine? Doesn't this disturb you at the RNC, what's going on out there?
Yeah, that is all very bad to hear, certainly. But, you know, I can't say that I'm surprised when you consider the fact that at the Republican National Committee, and not our national headquarters, but at some of our affiliated offices, some of our state party offices, you've had rocks through your windows and
right.
They ask prompts are similar
right.
to what you're receiving, and all kinds of, you know, crazy things like Stacey Abrams down in Georgia encouraging illegal immigrants to vote. So, yeah, I can't say I'm surprised, and I'll go check out your column.
Yeah, by the way, one of the things you should know is that they said to me again and again, vote early and vote often. We want you to vote early voting and then come out again on election day. No ID required. Don't need English. Do you need a ride to the polls? Folks, this is what's going on. Kaylee, I'm telling you that we win elections if you don't have voter fraud. But they know that. They need to get illegals to the polls, and they're trying their best. And they're telling you, vote more than once because you don't need ID. That's the single most important issue you got to get across to the RNC is voter fraud is happening, and we got to find a way to get voter ID before the next election. Anyway, Kaylee McEnany, national spokeswoman for the RNC. Kaylee, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, right back at you. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in a season of change, and that's probably not good. Markets swing hundreds of points in hours, weather disasters are weekly events. In our news headlines, a political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020, you think? Especially after November 6th. I'm telling you, if Wayne Root is right, and we win big time on November 6th, we expand the Senate big time, and we keep the House, they're going to freak. There's going to be unrest and anarchy in our streets every day till 2020. And then when Trump wins, they're just going to go out in a wild orgy of explosions. That's all I can tell you. Their heads are going to explode. National Democrat Shrink Emergency Day, November 7th, I promise you. Through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact, we should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration when emergencies strike. You need protection from disasters. You need survival tools. Get those items at My Patriot Supply. I use them. You should, too. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. You know, when you have CNN host Don Lemon saying the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, that they've been radicalized. White males are radicalized. We're terrible people. When you hear that, first of all, how can he not be fired by CNN? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Can you imagine if I just said, the single biggest threat to America is black men? Can you imagine if I said that? I mean, I would never say that. How disgusting to talk about racism, to say a race of Americans is the problem and it's white men. Wow, you don't have too many racist problems, do you, Don Lemon? No, not at all. No, you're not a racist. In any case, you know there's going to be anarchy in the streets on November 7th because we're winning, man. The nationalists are winning. The populists are winning. The white men that he hates so much are winning. But none of us have anything against anyone of any other race. We just don't like the fact that you outright hate our guts. And you just proved I'm right. Anyway, My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared for all these emergencies and more. Get your supplies to be more self-reliant at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. sponsor of this show. So here's Don Lemon. The biggest, this is CNN host Don Lemon, African American. The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Don Lemon says the country needs to start doing something about white males in the midst of his own plea to stop demonizing people based on race. He was a guest on the Cuomo Primetime Show, responding to tragic hate crimes. Lemon interrupted his own plea for tolerance to denounce white men, calling them the biggest terror threat in the country, and saying something must be done. The host of CNN Tonight made the remarks on Monday in a guest appearance on CNN host Chris Cuomo's show. I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking the biggest terror threat is something else, Lemon said. Can you imagine the stupidity? You don't think every day in America someone gets killed by a white person, doesn't get killed by a black person? I don't immediately go, oh, it's all black people to blame. Do you know how many times a day black people kill white people? Do you know how many times a day in Chicago black people kill black people? And I don't say, ooh, all black people are bad. As a matter of fact, I go out of my way, 1,000 times I go out of my way to say that in the streets of Chicago, we need lots of police, we need National Guard, and it's to protect nice black people. Because 98% of every person in a black neighborhood is nice, but 2% are killers. And they're drug dealers, and they're gangbangers, and they want to terrorize people and demonize people. And so you've got to protect the 98% of black Americans who are nice, hardworking people from the 2%. That's what I say. But you're guilty of hate crimes, my man. That's hate speech, Don Lemon. That's disgusting. You're blaming all white men for the one or two crimes a year committed that are in the headlines by a white guy? How about all the crimes committed in Chicago by black people? I don't blame the entire black race. How can you blame the whole white race? You are a hateful, horrible person, Don Lemon. Lemon, can you imagine the irony? Lemon says we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them are radicalized to the right, and we have to start doing something about them. Really, what do you propose doing, Don Lemon? Are you Adolf Hitler? Speaking of Hitler, all you liberals love to throw the word Hitler around. Or maybe, you know, are you Idi Amin? I don't know. Are you want to kill white men? Is that what you want? You want to go back to South Africa except reverse apartheid? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, this guy's nuts. This guy's sick. I mean, you're just... And Chris Cuomo said nothing. He looked at him passively as Lemon carried on. Lemon says there's no travel ban on them. There's no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There's no white guy ban. So what do we do about that? Cuomo told Lemon he was making the right point. Really? That's not a racist, huh? Wow, you're a sick-in-the-head person, Don Lemon. You really are sick. And by the way, Don Lemon, there's a picture with him and his boyfriend, Tim Malone. A white man is his boyfriend. Together at the Hamptons premiere of Black Klansman in August. What the hell's Black Klansman? Is that a movie about how terrible white men are? Is that all liberals think about all day long, is your hatred for white men? Wow. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he is prepared to deploy as many as 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a Central American caravan heading towards the United States. General Stanley McChrystal on sending troops to the border.
I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. it's a chance for the United States to show our values in a very overt way.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. This one will be held in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, the president will also be stumping for Ron DeSantis, who's running to be the next governor of Florida. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis joined Fox Business and said he believes,
at the end of the day, I think we're clearly better off today, you know, than we were a couple years ago in terms of economic opportunity.
The Dow was up 241 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank, legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Warren Al. Prayer of Vengeance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Great friend of mine, John Stafford, is the author of A Prayer of Vengeance. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy that I could barely find the time to write a book, let alone read one. Come on. When I have a spare 5 minutes, I write a book. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, with events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came the Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. Mark it down. First book of a series. I can hardly wait to read the next book that John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. So if there's anything more absurd that's in the news than Don Lemon hating white men. What a vicious hatred of white men. What a sick person. But is anything more vicious than that? And he, by the way, he says this as Chicago. In the streets, it's blacks killing blacks. A black genocide. And it's not Chicago. It's Chicago. It's Baltimore. It's Detroit. It's Memphis. It's Cleveland. It's New Orleans. Blacks killing blacks all over this country. And when you hear of one white man who goes nuts and kills 11 people in a synagogue, I'm Jewish. Of course it's horrible. Of course it's a tragedy. Of course it should never happen. Of course we want to stop it. Of course I want to give him the death penalty. Of course it's terrible. Of course I cried that day. Of course. But, like, you know, 8 times a year there's some madman, and I do admit most of the time the madmen appear to be, you know, crazy local white guys when they're not Muslim terrorists. But the majority of terror attacks in this country are Muslim terrorists. But, okay, occasionally a white man goes nuts and kills a bunch of people. Terrible, awful, horrible. No one's condoning it. But you can't compare that to the daily death rate on the streets of every inner city in America, the most dangerous places in the world. And that's all blacks killing blacks and occasionally blacks killing whites. And I have never once said because of that, oh, the whole black race is bad. Oh, they're all bad people. The biggest problem in America is black males. I've never said that in my life. I've never said it on the air, and I've never said it in private. I don't think like that. I don't think because one black man does something bad to another black man or a white man or a white woman or whatever it is, I don't think instantly, ooh, the whole black race is bad. He's saying the whole white race is bad. Actually, correct that. Correction. He's not saying the whole white race is bad. He's saying the whole white male race is bad. He didn't say anything about white women. So he's saying white men are all bad. Something's got to be done about it. You mean because there's like 5 or 6 nutcases a year, the entire race has to be thrown out? That's not racism. That's not hate speech. That's not nutty. So if there's anything more important in the news than that, showcasing the nuttiness of Democrats, it's got to be Harry Reid, now furiously backpedals after Trump tweets his 1993 comments. In 1993, Harry Reid said, no sane country would provide birthright citizenship. And it now fuels the GOP immigration push, right? Because we have Harry Reid saying something, and Reid is freaking out. Former Nevada Democrat Senator Harry Reid said the comments he made in 1993 were a mistake. Quote, unquote, a mistake. Oh, sure they're a mistake, because, you know, you survive with illegal aliens voting for you. That's who votes in the Democratic Party in Nevada and elsewhere. And so now you're scared to death that you ever said that, and it's come to light. In 1993, Democrats didn't win with illegal aliens. The entire Mexico had not invaded America at that point. Now they have. Gigantic invasion of millions and millions of people. And now we know it's not 11 million. I don't know if I highlighted it on this show, but I know a study came out in the last month, in the last 4 weeks, a study came out from a very reputable organization that proved there are a minimum of 22 million illegal aliens in the United States. Not 11 million, 22 million. It's double what we originally said, and that's still a guesstimate. How do you know it's not 33 million? The country is awash in illegals, and most of them are from Mexico and Central America. And that's who votes for the Democratic Party, and millions of illegals are voting, and Harry Reid is scared to death that he's just offended his constituents, who weren't his constituents in 1993 because they hadn't come to America yet. They weren't invading us in large numbers like they are now. So Harry Reid was able to say whatever he wanted then. But now the Democratic Party is beholden to illegal aliens. Look at California. That's all they think about, talk about, rule about 24 hours a day is defense of illegal aliens, defense of criminals, defense of criminal foreigners. That's all they think about. It's all they talk about. It's all they elect. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. So Harry Reid is now scared to death. Trump fired off several tweets on Wednesday, one of which was a clip of Reid making virtually the same argument. Here's what Harry Reid said. If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal alien? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission to give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides, and that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers? Trump tweeted on Wednesday, so-called birthright citizenship, which costs our country billions of dollars and is very unfair to citizens, will be ended one way or another, adding, Harry Reid was right in 1993 before he and the Democrats went insane and started with open borders. He's right. It's not covered by the 14th Amendment because of the word subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Many legal scholars agree, said Trump, and he's right. It only pertained to the children of slaves. That was the point. They weren't considered human beings. They weren't considered citizens of our country. So when they had children, we had to decide, well, are they American citizens? Well, we brought them here against their will. What we did was terrible. Slavery was awful. And it's a stain upon America. Let's just all admit that. And then they had children here. And those children, we tried to do the right thing and make them American citizens. But these people aren't being brought here against their will. They're coming against our will. They're breaking into our country and then demanding that once they drop a baby, we should pay the $50,000 medical cost, or if the kid comes out sick, $100,000, and it'll be $1 million by the time they're 18, and that we should give them a college education for a low cost. We should put it in public schools for $20,000 a year until then at no cost. We should take care of all their medical at no cost. This is insane. Harry Reid was right in 93, Trump said, before he and the Democrats went insane and started with open borders, which brings massive crime. Don't forget the nasty term anchor babies. I will keep our country safe. This case will be settled by the United States Supreme Court. And then he tweeted again, a clip of Reid introducing his bill. Harry Reid, when he was sane, agreed with us on birthright citizenship. Reid called his comments a mistake on Wednesday following Trump's tweet. After I proposed that awful bill, my wife immediately sat me down and said, Harry, what are you doing? Don't you know my father was an immigrant? In my 36 years in Washington, there's no more valuable lesson I learned than the strength and power of immigrants, and no issue I worked harder on than fixing our immigration system. So here's the quick question that comes to mind. I know that Harry Reid's a Mormon, and I know that his wife is Jewish. I've heard that for years. So when he says, my wife sat me down and said, Harry, what are you doing? Don't you know my father was an immigrant? Her father probably came to the same place my grandfather did, either Russia or Germany or Poland. And he came here legally through Ellis Island. This is the horrible misnomer and lie and fraud that Democrats perpetrate every day. They compare immigrants to immigrants. I give speeches all over the country, just like Don Lemon. I've never said, hey, a black guy just murdered a white guy. Black people are bad. I've never said that in my life. I've never blamed the black race because one bad black person commits a crime. I've never done that because I'm not a racist like you, Don Lemon. And it's the same lie when you bring something like this up. Democrats want to make all immigrants the same, but they're not. There are immigrants who come here from Canada and Australia and Austria, and they come here legally. They do the right thing, and they take years to become citizens, and they study, and they take the test, and they spend thousands of dollars, and they wait years, and they do it the right way. And you're saying it's okay for someone to just jump the line and come in and do it wrong. You just make them a citizen, and no test, no nothing. They don't have a job waiting. They don't know English. They're on welfare for the first day, and that's fine. I guarantee you that Harry Reid's wife is not on welfare from the first day. I guarantee you Reid's in-laws were not illegal immigrants. But if Trump needs any clips of more prominent Democrats arguing for strong borders, there's a video of Bill Clinton arguing for strong borders and Dianne Feinstein opposing illegal immigrants and Chuck Schumer opposing illegal immigrants and Hillary Clinton saying send some immigrant kids home and an Obama immigration speech video. It's all online. There was a point where the Democratic Party was sane. That point is gone. That point is gone. Democratic Party is not sane. It's insane. Once again, Donald Trump thinks like Wayne Root. I told you, they're all nuts. They all need a straitjacket, a hug, and a kiss from mommy inside the mental institution. The entire Democratic Party. They hate me because I'm a white male, and they love you because you're an illegal immigrant. You tell me how sick that is. How sick, how mentally disturbed you have to be when Wayne Root was born with nothing, the son of a butcher in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, with nothing. And worked my way up and graduated valedictorian in my high school, got accepted at Columbia University, graduated with honors from Columbia University, went on to become a millionaire, self-made businessman, and a national radio host, a national TV host, and a best-selling author, and now a nationally syndicated columnist in the greatest country in world history. Only in America you have that kind of opportunity and mobility. Thank you, America. Thank God. But Wayne Root's a good guy. How do you hate that guy? Who's paid millions in taxes? How do you, who's created thousands of jobs? How do you create that guy, Wayne Root, who started with nothing? But you love some bum, some lazy bum, who's got eight kids, all of them in school at $20,000 a year, wants them all to be free, and all their medical free, and all their Obama shoes free, and all their Obama phones free, and the children's Obama contraception free, and the welfare checks, and the food stamp checks. And then they go out and they commit crimes in our country and kill good native citizens. And you're for them, not me. You're making a big mistake and you're going to pay on November 6th. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms reported exclusively to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who have heard me for almost 3 years now, I'm about 2 months short of 3 years on the air in Las Vegas. And then nationally, I think I've been on for just under 2 years. And, of course, national TV for a year and a half. And I've never missed a minute due to my voice, even though I have a very rough voice. And it was hoarse my whole life before I started doing 3 hours a day of radio. It gets hoarse occasionally, but I never miss a minute because of My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. They are the best. They come in all kinds of flavors, orange and apple and cherry and honey. But my favorite is cherry. I eat about 90% cherry and 10% honey. And it's just an amazing thing. They're miraculous. My doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I suck on them all day and all show long. The silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Suck on a lozenge and let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. Get a pen handy, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Get 10% off your first order. MyDoctorSuggests.com. MyDoctorSuggests.com. Toll free, 866-660-9868. The best tasting lozenges ever, and they're made out of colloidal silver, which kills the germs and the bacteria so you don't get sick and you don't lose your voice. Great stuff. Thank you for keeping Wayne Root alive. Thank you for making my voice great again. New York Times, Mara Gay says, I'm not willing to let white voters off the hook for supporting white nationalist Trump. Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline, New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay said she's not willing to let white voters off the hook. Gay said, I'm not willing. I can't disagree with that. Unfortunately, as sad as it is, but I'm not willing to let white voters off the hook. I think they, like the rest of us, should be treated as adults. I think there are a large number. I would say a majority of white Americans in this country who are not just Democrats, but are people of conscience, who are good Americans. And I believe they need to move from saying, well, I don't like his tweets, but, you know, the economy's doing okay. They need to move from there to reality, which is we have a white nationalist president who is a threat to American democracy. Regardless of party or policy views, you should put country over party first. Really? So did Democrats put country over party when Barack Obama was destroying the American economy and sicking the IRS on his opponents and lying about Benghazi And, I mean, the list is long. I give you a list of hundreds. But just tell me, did you ever put country over party when Barack Obama said you didn't build that and kind of destroyed the morale of the entire American business community? When did you put country over party? The same old BS Democrats always put out there. And by the way, just to show you Trump's right, the anchor baby population in the U.S. exceeds 1 year of American births. A new Congressional Budget Office report reveals the booming number of U.S.-born children to illegal aliens who are given automatic citizenship, forever anchoring their families in the U.S. These children are commonly known as anchor babies. They're able to eventually bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. through the process known as chain migration. Every two new immigrants to the U.S. brings an estimated seven foreign relatives with them. There are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the U.S. under the age of 18. This estimate does not include the millions of anchor babies who are older than 18, nor does it include the anchor babies who are living overseas with their deported foreign parents. The 4.5 million anchor babies estimate exceeds the 4 million American children born each year. In the next decade, the CBO estimates there will be at least another 600,000 anchor babies born in the U.S., which should put the anchor baby population on track to exceed annual American births should the U.S. birth rate not increase by more than 1 million anchor babies. Already, the anchor baby population exceeds the entire population of Los Angeles, California, and is roughly half the population of New York City. As Breitbart News reported, a decade of chain migration allowing newly naturalized immigrants to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives with them has exceeded 2 years of all American births. Altogether, chain migration since 2005 has imported roughly 9.3 million foreign nationals to the USA. Wow. Every year, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration. It must mean 1.5 million. Foreign nationals. In 2016, the legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the U.S. population. It's just incredible. Just incredible. And then Don Lemon's telling you the single biggest terror threat in this country is white men. You just don't understand the people. You have no clue. Nearly half of Americans say NBC was too harsh in canceling Megyn Kelly's Today after blackface remarks. 45% of people surveyed believe NBC acted too harshly in canceling Megyn Kelly Today. The poll was conducted by The Hollywood Reporter and The Morning Consult, taken several days after Megyn Kelly made remarks about blackface at Halloween. The American people don't think like you do. They don't. 45% believe your decision to cancel the show was too harsh. 26% of those polls said canceling the show was appropriate. And 6% of respondents said Kelly's remarks improved their opinion of her. 48% said no difference either way. So basically a huge plurality of the American people is just conservative and they don't like what you're doing or saying. All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. When we come back, it's time for Newsmax TV. In a matter of seconds, we're right back at you with Newsmax TV coming up right now. 8, 7, 6. We're coming, baby. We're coming. Get ready right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.